You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are again with Al Winant, CEO of eventinterface.com, that is the exclusive sponsor of Event Talk here on EPN. Al is here today to speak with us about using technology to enhance events and what you need to consider before implementing technology and best practices. Al has 23 years of international event management experience and has managed events as large as 125,000 attendees. Al, certainly a privilege to have you once again here on Event Talk here on EPN.
Good afternoon, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, sir. So let's get started. You have been planning events for a while, obviously, and tools used by planners must have changed significantly over the years. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Oh, that's actually so funny. When I was thinking about this, you know, I remember being so excited about the first computer in our office. You know, we had to share it, I think, with eight people, you know, and had Lotus 1-2-3 and those spreadsheets. It made everything so much easier. It was a godsend, and now it seems so incredibly simple. You know, we had dot matrix printers, and it took forever to print stuff out. You know, we had pagers, and we had to stop at the gas station to return phone calls. And I remember when I got my first mobile phone for an event, which was in the early 90s, and it was one of those huge gray brick-looking things. And I remember going on a bus with attendees, and everybody had those googly eyes looking at me because it was probably the first cell phone they ever saw, which is really funny. And we didn't have the Internet. We could send electronic messages to people within the office, and that was so incredibly cool at the time. And it's how all this has changed in a really short period of time, in 20 years or so, and how fast the technology has developed in making – and the life of the planners and the attendees really much easier. You know, I mean, we all have smartphones. You know, most of us have tablets. You know, our computers are so powerful. You know, there's Wi-Fi everywhere. We have mobile apps and so on. It's just amazing how everything has changed.
It certainly is. I was just following along with you there. It is amazing how it has changed. And I can also follow you as far as the fact of within the office communication, and that it's almost making me laugh. Trying to hold it back. But now, what do you see as a current or developing technology trends in the meeting planning world?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of things really happening, but, you know, the things that we see in our environment is, you know, technologies that make live and virtual events or meetings easier. I think a couple of years ago, we were really trying to see a push for virtual trade shows and that sort of stuff, and I don't really think that's panned out, but what we really see taking off right now is technology that makes pairing live events with virtual events, with virtual attendees, very easy, where people at home or in the office can interact and view and participate with live events, plenary session workshops. It's now very cost-effectively to do that. And, you know, planners can generate more revenue, registration revenue with that. Obviously, on the social media side, you know, with Facebook and Twitter and 300-plus other, you know, social media sites, event promotion has really changed. And I see very few events anymore doing printed materials. So this whole, you know, tweeting of your events and posting about your events, creating fan pages and social groups and so on, there's so many different ways that has evolved and keeps to evolve in the process here. On the mobile apps, I was actually struck, and I'd forgotten this, that, you know, Apple, the App Store, has really been around only for 5 years. I think they celebrated their fifth anniversary last year. It's really hard to believe this is a very new concept. And, you know, within that whole app world, both on Apple and in other devices, there are so many tools available that help you plan and manage your event. What we see and what I personally like more is apps that do, you know, more versus one individual thing. You know, there's apps that let you find a place. There's apps that let you chat. There's apps that let you share photos. You know, I like sort of apps of an event that do everything or most of everything from both the planner side and the attendee side, from presenting your tickets to chatting with other attendees, from viewing sponsorship, from scanning name badges, and so on. So shameful plug here, our app does all that. But there's a lot of development in that world. obviously online tools. Again, integration seems to be becoming more important, where, you know, in essence, you can do sort of online registrations and speaker management, marketing and planning. There's a lot of different tools out there that help you do that. We see really a trend to merge most of these tasks into singular integrated systems. That seems to be a trend as well. And then something that's really cropping up more and more is, we're all familiar with like Yelp for restaurant reviews and TripAdvisor for hotel reviews, but we see more and more reviews popping up for events. So I think it's important that, you know, planners are aware of that, because, you know, people tend to be very loud in expressing their opinions when it comes to this sort of stuff. So the online reviews really have to be worked in as part of the social strategy and your technology as you're planning and executing your events as well. So those are some of the major trends we see that are ongoing here in our world.
Now, how can planners incorporate technology to make the planning of events easier, and what should they think about when looking at implementing technology for their events?
Sure. You know, I think this is actually a very loaded question. We've been in this world for a few years now, and we see a very big disconnect between the planner and the attendee. You know, many planners really want to make the planning process as easy as possible, and they're sort of out there looking for tools to make that a reality. And we see, however, you know, really attendees aren't always willing to participate or engage with that. So the key thing for planners really is to know their audience. You know, are you dealing with a group of early adopters, or are we still, you know, dealing with an audience who likes to pick up a phone and call someone or fax something in? You know, what level of experience does the audience have? You know, do they, you know, go to a ton of events a year, or do they go to an event once a year? You know, are they students, professionals, retired individuals? You know, what kind of equipment do they have at home? You know, so these are the sort of things you have to think about. You know, it was funny last week at the office. I happened to answer the phone, and a person was on the phone with me who was trying to do something in our system, and what seemed like something very simple to me, and to, I assume, most people out there, he had to enter something online and press, you know, the return or the enter key. And the person goes, I don't know what that is. So, I mean, obviously that planner maybe shouldn't have used online technology to manage their event. But so you really have to know your audience before you jump into that, because it can make your life easier as a planner. But if the audience doesn't follow along, it's maybe not a good investment at this time. So,
nice point. Now, is it not just about planning, but also about marketing and public relations? It seems that everyone wants to use social media tied to their events and meetings. How effective is that, and how do you see that evolving?
Well, look, like I said earlier, it's a huge trend. There are so many people out there who want to help you with your social media, and there's really a lot of great tools out there. And, you know, again, here it's knowing your audience. It can be really effective, but you have to have an audience. You know, again, just a story. A few years ago, I was sitting in a meeting with a client, and, you know, they had been spending a good chunk of money on print media for their conferences. And they got into a very heated discussion about wanting to do social media for their conference. You know, if they had a LinkedIn group, their Facebook page, and all the other things they were doing. And the conversation got very heated. And so as we were sitting in a meeting, I went to their sites and looked at their sites, and I told them, like, well, you need to stop this conversation, because looking at all your pages, you have 10 fans. You have 1,000 members, 10 fans, so you have no problem. Your social media campaign isn't going to work. So, you know, they really had to first build an audience before they can even start promoting their events. So that's always my advice here. You know, start building your social media audience, and then when you're ready to promote your event, you know, you have an audience to promote it to. And look at some, you know, best practices and those social media sites. Most of them do provide great tools to help you build an audience on the site.
Today we are once again with Al Winant, CEO of EventInterface.com. That is the exclusive sponsor of Event Talk here on EPN. Al has 23 years of international event management experience and has managed events as large as 125,000 attendees. He's joined us here once again on Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com. Now, aside of planning support and social media, how can technology be used to engage attendees?
Oh, there's just so many ways. I mean, you can, you know, pre, during, and post-event. And you know, you can do, you know, private forums conversations. You can do on-site voting, you know, bidding, you know, versus, you know, when you do a silent auction, people used to have to go to a table and wait until the auction closed to make sure they have the highest bid. Now you can make that very interactive at tables with iPads. You can engage, like I said earlier, at home participants. You know, you can chat. There are so many things you can do with technology at an event. But I go really back to my original statement, is you have to know your audience before investing and implementing the technology for your event.
And as planning budgets have grown a bit tighter over the past years, are there ways to generate more revenue using technologies?
I think so, in a couple of different ways. You know, one, again, I'll go back to virtual participation. You know, if you have, you know, an association with 1,000 members and 200 show up to your conference for which you collect registration fees, you still have 800 attendees or members at home. Now, how do you engage those people? Is there a way that you can sell your content of the conference to them post-event, you know, presentations, abstracts, any of those things that were presented? And there's a revenue associated with that, so you can do that. Virtual participation here as well is how do you tie your at-home participants. You know, yes, you have to spend a little bit of money in getting the technology into place to be able to do this kind of stuff, but you can tie those 800 people, again, the percentage of those, to your event virtually, again, raise more money. You can also, with a lot of apps and with conference apps, you can promote your sponsors, you can promote your exhibitors, you can put ads on tickets and confirmations. All of this have a certain, all of that real estate has a value that you can sell. So there's all these different ways that technology is allowing you to generate more revenue for your event. We see people who use Event Interface who implement that. They, on average, increase their revenue by 30% by engaging those people who are sitting at home and by making an effort in selling the different real estate pieces that are available to them for the conference. So there's really a way to up that revenue or make up even for lost revenue that, you know, you have lost when the economy was down a little bit and less attendees showed up for your events. There's many different ways to do that.
And finally, what are your top three tips for planners considering increasing the use of technology within their events?
Sure. As I said earlier, know your audience. That would be my key advice there. Know who you're dealing with. The second part is be prepared to educate your audience, especially when you start using a lot of tools. The first year around is always going to be a little bit of a challenge for both the planner, because you have to learn it, but also the attendee. So one of the things that we do is we provide sort of a one-sheeter that planners can share with their attendees, and it's sort of an educational piece. So in essence, you are telling them what the technology is, what it can do for them, and how they can use it. And it really helps you overcome a lot of issues that if you didn't share that information and why you're doing it, it helps you overcome a lot of those issues with your attendees. And then, you know, thirdly on the list, if you implement the technology, you have to commit to it. You know, it is a tool. It's not a miracle cure. A lot of people want to implement technology because they sort of think it's magically going to make everything better and run everything for them. That's really not the case. It may make things easier, but they still have to put in data, review data, manage the data, and do whatever they need to do with it to make it work for their event. So really make a commitment to the technology. So those are the three important tips that I consider important as you think of implementing technology with your event or your meeting.
Certainly appreciate that valuable advice. We've been speaking with, once again, Al Winant, CEO of EventInterface.com, the exclusive sponsor of Event Talk here on EPN. Al has 23 years of international event management experience and has managed events as large as 125,000 attendees. Al, we certainly appreciate you joining us once again here on Event Talk on EPN.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And on the next episode of Event Talk, we will be visiting with MJ Herson of the Herson Group, who will speak with us about using virtual events to enhance live events. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Event Talk by Planners for Planners, brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This show is supported by EventInterface.com, event management and attendee engagement software. Forget registration transaction fees. Start managing registrations and attendees today for a low monthly fee. Sign up at EventInterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.